Even as it continues to heal, Rwanda is trying to address other problems it faces. A big one is environmental degradation. The land in this densely populated country has been ravaged by unsustainable farming and development practices. Most of Rwanda's forests have been destroyed, and that's in turn led to a host of additional problems. Now the Rwandan government has unveiled a grand plan to restore the country's environment. The massive effort is more than just a feel-good measure for saving wildlife. As Anna Boyko Wyrock reports, the government believes it's a matter of national survival.
You can see it in the misty green hills of northwestern Rwanda. 16-year-old Christian Gahire sits on the wet grass and squeezes milk from a cow into a foaming pitcher. All around him are old tree stumps. Gahire fidgets as he talks, rustling the fabric of his bright yellow down jacket. He explains that his uncle cut down the forest here to grow crops on the steep hills. But without the trees, the soil on the hills began to erode. So they planted grass instead, and his uncle turned the hill into pasture land for cattle. It's a common story here. This farm used to be part of the vast Kishwati forest, home to creatures like chimpanzees and golden monkeys. But now it's just hill after hill of green grass, with only an occasional tree. Almost 95% of the forest is gone.
If you look at the forest, you can see how it has been degraded.
Madeline Nyiratuza is a coordinator with the Kishwati Area Conservation Program of the Great Ape Trust. She's standing on a hill overlooking a small patch of remaining forest. Nyiratuza says the deforestation in this part of Rwanda is a legacy of the genocide in the 1990s.
These farms which are surrounding the forest has been created after 1994 genocide. When people who came back to Rwanda cut down the forest to plant crops and raise their animals.
After the genocide, the government allowed refugees to come back to Rwanda and settle in the country's natural reserves, like the Kishwati Forest. But the deforestation problem didn't start then. Rwanda's natural resources have been ravaged for decades. Starting in the 1970s, much of the Kishwati was cleared for tea and timber plantations and commercial cattle ranches. Then, in the 80s and 90s, all over Rwanda, the population grew faster than food production. That led to destructive farming practices that exhausted soil and local ecosystems. And all of this deforestation has had a big human cost. In northwestern Rwanda alone, heavy rainfall in deforested areas has caused floods that have killed close to 100 people in recent years. Erosion from the floods has also destroyed crops and brought famine to tens of thousands of people. But the government is finally starting to reckon with the problem.
Our country is very vulnerable with regard to erosion, with regard to land degradation. So the very resource people have to depend on is at risk.
That's Stanislas Kamanzi, Rwanda's Minister of Natural Resources. He says the government recognizes that a weak environment is a serious economic threat. So earlier this year, the government announced a new plan to restore the country's landscape. It's called the Forest Landscape Restoration Initiative, and the ambitious goal is to reverse the degradation of Rwanda's soil and restore watersheds and forests from one border of the country to another by the year 2035. Kamanzi says the plan is aimed at making sure Rwandans can continue to support themselves by farming.
For those farming activities to be sustainable, you need productive land. And our land can be productive if only it's protected, it's conserved.
The Rwandan government is working with the International Union for Conservation of Nature and the UN Forum on Forests to figure out the details and implement the massive restoration plan. But it's based on the understanding that trees and forests not only provide habitat for animals, they also help build and retain soil and hold and filter water. Kamanzi says the ultimate vision is to restore working ecosystems across Rwanda.
The Rwanda we are contemplating in the years to come, we look more or less like in a forested area, while under the canopy, you're having all the type of crops people need for their well-being.
You can see an example of the vision behind the restoration plan less than an hour south of the country's capital. The Bugesera district is a dry and drought-prone place. In the last decade, some droughts have been so severe that international organizations have had to step in with food aid. But the environment is becoming a priority here, and it's easy to find newly planted trees. Along the main road, tall trees shade rows of coffee and cassava plants. Paul Kalimba owns some of them. Kalimba tears a branch off a bush, crouches down, and pokes it into the ground, demonstrating how he planted the trees as saplings just 3 years ago. Local authorities gave him the saplings and paid him to plant them. Kalimba says people around here are happy with the trees because there weren't enough before. He says it's very important because he believes the trees have brought more rainfall. It's a small success so far, but the Rwandan government hopes its Landscape Forest Restoration Initiative will replicate this scene across the entire country, from the dry plains like this to the wet hills of the Northwest. Supporters acknowledge there will be big challenges, but if it works, Rwanda will look very different and perhaps be a healthier and more prosperous country a quarter century from now. For The World, I'm Anna Boyko-Wyrock near Kigali, Rwanda.